You can do this.
All right. Sit down. I want to forget what I was supposed to say. About 2 years ago, Lord started sharing with me about turning the church over. About a year ago, he very specific. Hey, Kurt, why don't you?
Gotcha. Hey, Chuck. Me and Dad had a lot of long conversations about this, actually. when we get emotional, it gets a little harder to speak. I'll read this, but I thought it was funny that we talked about as a family kind of how we would go about this, and we wrote down the plan, and then I wrote a second plan, which was that we are up here, we all start crying. I titled that one "What's Actually Going to Happen on April 24th.
You're ahead.
Okay. Keep going.
2 years ago, the Lord started sharing with me, obviously I'm speaking here for Dad, about turning the church over. About a year ago, he got very specific on who it was to be. And he brought up a person to me from Scripture out of Joshua 11:15, which says, "As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses." And I just want to say that this has been a thing that he's been praying about for years. The reason why is because Dad's vision was always that the church is the Lord's. And so when it was the right time to turn it over, he wanted to be a part of helping that transition. And so this entire process and what I'm going to talk to you about and all of the prayer and concern and everything attached to it was already set in motion before Dad had a stroke. I went to the board members and friends and asked them to pray about this. And the Lord confirmed it to me that it was to be Jordan McGay. I was able to go and speak to Jordan. Vi and I met with he and his wife, Kristen. Then I had a stroke. My plan then was to go ahead with the vision, so I called each board member and asked them to pray. They agreed with the vision. Then I asked the staff pastors to pray. It was confirmed with me through Joshua 11:23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their division by their tribes. Then the land rested from war. After this stroke, I went to the board members, the staff pastors, and other precious people on staff. As of April 24th through May, Jordan has agreed to teach every other week to the people. June 5th to June 26th, he will teach the church every Sunday. I will pastor the church until July 3rd. Then on the 4th, it will be transitioned over to Jordan. Thanks to all for your love and concern. He will be the head of the church.
Yay. Give him a prayer. I can't keep myself from tears.
I know.
Yeah. With the elders, board members.
Come on up. Yeah.
Yeah. This is my son, or my family. Jeremy. There. Kirsty. Hey, John, where are you? It's Laurie right there. Jeremy here. Oh, yeah, Brett's here. Yeah. Then the board, boy. I got a wonderful board here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful board.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for better board.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I got tears.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy tears.
Yeah. It's happy.
Sorry.
It's really praise. So I want to thank the Lord for all that He's done through these men. The good men. Solomon. Oh, I don't know. V, until July, you put up with me. Then after that, you give the boot. Now, this is Jeremy, our son, and he's going to continue with a message on leadership because I can't.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But does anybody want to say anything?
Ron's behind you.
Everybody stands close to you, cries. It's a circle this big, right here. No. We came in fall of 99. And the moment we walked in, we didn't know it, but the Holy Spirit said, "This is your home." And I've said it a few times, but it would be impossible for me to overstate what God has done in our lives through Bill and his family. And he's brought that phrase to me so many times. And I heard a man say last November this. He said, "Faithfulness is a long obedience in the right direction."
Mm-hmm.
And so if we as a body will honor Bill's faithfulness by our own long obedience in the right direction, then God will be glorified. So, I know this man's heart, and the worst thing we could do is stand and applaud for him at the beginning. I loved it. I love making Bill uncomfortable, right? I just love it. But that long obedience in the right direction is a way to honor his long obedience in the right direction and would bless his heart.
34 years.
34 years on July the 4th, right?
Yeah.
34 years. So we agree that's a long obedience in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
I love you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, that's enough. Anybody want to say anything else? You got something?
Okay. I love you, brother. So we came here in 2004. It's sweet that the people invited us, Dave and Terry Noble, are here. Been through their own challenges health-wise, but it's sweet to see them. And I remember sitting in this church and realizing that Maggie and I talked about going to grow a lot in this church. And a scripture that comes to mind, there's a joke that Maggie says, "You do anything Bill asks you to do." And quite frankly, it's because it's scriptural. In Hebrews 13:17, it says, "Remember those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your soul as one who must give account. Mm. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for it would be unprofitable for you." So I do pretty much anything Bill does ask me to do, but not because of that just charming personality. I do it because who Bill follows. He follows Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege to serve on the board, because I would do that for every man down this line. because of who they follow. And it'll be a privilege, Bill, because I've watched how you've raised him to do that for Jordan as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You guys are going to hear a little bit from Jordan? Jordan?
Yeah. I'm here. I didn't go anywhere.
I know. I
didn't run out.
Oh, Jordan? No. Not yet. No.
Jordan is the guy called by God to take over. Take over all the blessings. Shit. And take over the cursings too.
The curses.
We didn't talk about that. That wasn't part of it. Man. Hey, you guys know this church has always been and it always will be the Lord's.
Amen.
Right? Always. We can look forward to that. We'll get into the story and what the Lord has done. That's not for today. But what a privilege it has been. We've been a part of, all of us, something really unique and special to sit here year after year and just drink in the word, right? It's unique. Guys, it's special in all the world right now. And this is a sweet day. We get to honor Bill and Vi and all the Lord has done through them, right? You just look around this building, right? This property, God used them. It's just sweet. And so we can look forward to the Lord continuing that work, right? We're going to have to pray more probably, right? Which is okay. That's all right. Pray with us. Pray along with us. But praise God for what he's done.
Praise God.
Right? Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is the Lord's church. Always has been, always will be. So.
All right. Thank you.
Love you, Bill.
Love you. So there, first of all, there's the pastor. Then there's the pastor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything you want to say?
Do you want to...
Pastor and wife and his kids. Then comes pastor and wife board. Then come the leadership of the others.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank the Lord for that special blessing. Let's thank him right now. Lord, we want to thank you so much for all you've done. And we pray that you just keep us all blessed and safe in the midst of your mighty power. We just pray that you would be your blessing upon this fellowship and it would be glorified. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get into the word.
I think I'm more emotional than Dad is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. He spoke. Universe, the word, single spoken sentence. He spoke and the world was. His first interaction with man to form him out of the dust of the ground. He didn't speak man, he shaped him. And then he breathed into his nostrils and man became a living being and he spoke face to face. They walked together in the cool of the garden. Then later after the fall, we see that they spoke with God through sacrifices. He met with them through the years. He spoke to Noah And then he met with Abraham and he spoke to him in a vision and a dream, sometimes face to face, but often not. Through sacrifices, Abraham met with God and worshiped. And he spoke of him of a promise as God began to create a nation that would represent him. And Abraham had Isaac. And he spoke to him of the promise, and God also spoke to Isaac. And through sacrifice and through worship, God spoke to Isaac. And then we have Jacob, who the Lord spoke to in dreams, was spoken to by his father of the promise. And he also wrestled face to face. And the Lord touched the socket of his hip, and the muscle shrank, and he limped for the rest of his life because of his interaction with God. He wrestled with him. And then would come Joseph, whom the Lord spoke to in dreams. And then from Joseph came the nation, for came Israel, and from Jacob and Joseph, you know, all of Israel. And for a long time, it seems we don't exactly know how the Lord spoke to them. It seemed that he was absent, and they cried out, "Where are you?" But the Lord was there. And he spoke to Moses in different ways, through a burning bush, through dreams. But then on the top of the mountain, he spoke to him as he speaks to a friend face to face in the presence of God. Moses spoke and heard the words of God. Then they went in. God spoke to Joshua in prayer in the temple. And then the priests represented God to the people. And then there were the judges. God spoke to Israel through the judges and the prophets. All through, we have really long books in the Old Testament of God speaking to the people through the prophets in the Old Testament. And then, after all of it, 400 years of silence. And then, himself, face to face, God of man, he arrives on the scene to speak to his people, to save them, and to represent himself to them. And he did a lot of things. But he poured himself into the disciples. Obviously, he dies on the cross, and he's resurrected, and then he ascends, and he speaks to his disciples beforehand. I will send you another helper. And then as Jesus leaves in Acts chapter 2 at the very beginning, you can read it there yourself, distinct from all that had come before, the Holy Spirit began to indwell man. God himself lives within us. And in the beginning of Acts chapter 1, God institutes the body of Christ, the church. Those who are filled with the Spirit of God, and the apostles and in the room, and all of them who are there, they hear from God, they speak to him face to face, and they speak. The church is born. And the first thing that they do, they praise in the speaking of tongues, and then they go outside and they immediately begin to evangelize. And from the rooftops, Peter preaches. And it said that the Lord added to their number that day. And they won. I couldn't help but fit it in. They won that day. And then they took them in. They had services. They met in the temple to pray. We see it early. Later, people would meet in houses and in different places, and they would speak of the word of God. They would disciple one another. And then the persecution of Paul and the rest would come, and they would spread out throughout the entire known world, and they would speak. They would reach. They were sent. But always according to a pattern that had been shown them at the very beginning. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we read it. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. We have it, it's written, it's the word of God. And in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. So the disciples taught those who followed them.
Sorry, excuse me.
And they taught those who followed after them. Fathers taught their sons. Fathers in the faith taught their sons in the faith. And then their sons taught their sons. And their sons taught their sons. And from the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2, counting forward all the way through, they continued steadfastly, imperfectly, but in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer, all the way through hundreds of years. Someday, we read in Revelation of the last words of the church as it is. It says that they speak from every tribe, nation, tongue, and people, the marvelous works of God. And someday, God will again dwell with us. But for now, here we sit. Because of what they did. We in this room right now come from those who spoke to us and from those who spoke to them and those who spoke to them all the way back to Acts chapter 2. That's our heritage in this room. We're here because of what they did. God has always been working. We're blessed to be a part of this part of it. And our model has always been, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And so it shall be. As our fathers taught us, go we. If you would, please, I would like to finish, and John David can come back up. Turn to Psalm chapter 1. And I'd like us to do something that I don't think that we've really done as a church very much, to kind of hammer this point home. A verse that the Lord, that my father shared with me, very early in my life, and I know it forms the basis for us and for the way that we run church, the way that we do things, the way that the model that we have. How do we do church? How do we do the breaking of bread? How do we do prayers? How do we do fellowship? Everything else. There's always been something underneath it, right? That foundation, that basis, which is the Word of God. I'd like to ask, if you're willing, all of you to stand. And I would like for all of us together out loud, if you have your Bible, I would like us to together try and read the first three verses of Psalm chapter 1. Ready? Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.